Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at the Couples Center and Couples Speak, my private practice in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live each month on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's 15-minute podcast, the shortest one I've ever done, is titled Being a Grown-Up When You Must, Six Practical Tools. In just 15 minutes, I'll share some key tips for how to manage the dreary, not-so-fun parts of your life with less dread and avoidance, so you avoid shame and guilt, or you avoid bigger problems. Now, if you've called into the studio at 877-497-9046, feel free to ask a question or make a comment by dialing 1 on your phone, and I'll be able to bring you on the air. Now to the podcast. So, who wants to get up at the crack of dawn, leave a cozy warm bed, get into a workout outfit, and head to the gym for an hour of exertion and sweating? Who wants to spend a Saturday doing the books and paperwork for their self-owned business instead of listening to music, romping in the woods, or hanging out, eating and drinking with the people you enjoy? Who wants to come home after 8 grueling hours at the office to walk the lonely dog, answer 20 overdue emails, and cook dinner on demand? Final question. Who wants to spend a whole beautiful Sunday afternoon in July visiting a sick friend who's in the hospital an hour away? Unless you're an obsessed athlete, a compulsive accountant, a precise rule follower, or an unconscious codependent, you will probably be thinking, not me, right about now. So, the big question becomes, how do you get yourself to honor your shoulds? How do you motivate yourself to do the right thing, taking care of the not-so-fun parts of your life which require attention? How do you attend to your connections and responsibilities to your friends and family when doing so may be tiring and not very glamorous or convenient? Here are 6 useful tips I've learned, I practiced myself, I promise, and I've shared with clients over the years. And hopefully sharing them with you will be helpful. Number 1, connect with your deeper, less momentary motivation. Think about the big picture and why you're doing this thing, why doing this thing is nagging at you. Will you be creating a big mess by avoiding it? Will someone else get hurt or offended if you blow this thing off? Is there a health issue which needs to be addressed in some regular kind of way? Or is this should an unnecessary, illogical, guilt-driven piece of head noise? So number 1 is connect with your deeper motivation, not your immediate impulse or your immediate sense of drive to do something, because often in the moment what we want to do is something more fun. All right, that's number 1. Number 2, try to automate this activity if you can, as a lot of people do with exercising daily. Build it in, part of your schedule. Make a date with yourself to do this. And, you know, by doing this, you reduce conflict by preempting some of the bargaining on your part. Oh, should I do this? Do I feel like it? Do I have the energy? Is this a good time? You want to get that bargaining out of the picture. When you automate things, you spend less time thinking about how boring or annoying they may seem, kind of like brushing your teeth, washing your face. The Nike company, by the way, made multiple millions with their Just Do It slogan for good reason. They knew what they were doing. So automate the activity. It takes a lot of overthinking about it out of the way. When you overthink something, you introduce conflict. You open yourself up to, I don't know if I want to, if this is the right time. You want to reduce conflict. Just make it part of your schedule. So one of the things I do most of the time when I'm being really diligent is I automate a certain time on the weekend to do QuickBooks. So I'm not thinking, oh, when should I do it, now, later. It's just a certain time of the late morning to do QuickBooks, get it out of the way. Number three, anticipate obstacles and ways to overcome them, okay? I can find, speaking of QuickBooks, 100 viable distractions from doing any needed book work on a weekend. I can even convince myself that these other things really, really need attention when they're really just fancy detours. Oh, I've convinced myself that the garden needs to be raked, or, you know, I need to do a dump run, or, you know, all kinds of things, maybe exercise the dog more, all kinds of things. Or I have to get that special ingredient at the store, and if I don't go at a certain time, I'm screwed. It, really a good sales job on myself about the other things that supposedly need attention when, as I said, they're really just fancy detours. So I've made an agreement with myself, in anticipation of obstacles, that I don't get dressed and go out until I do it as a reward for attending first to the other less savory things on my plate, okay? I usually get the boring stuff out of the way earlier in the day because I know that one of the obstacles that I have faced is that if I go out first, I will get really caught up in all the other fun stuff on the day. And the thing that I needed to do or had a date with myself to do, the responsible thing that I was supposed to do earlier, will get shortchanged. It just will not happen. So I avoid that. I anticipate and I avoid that obstacle by doing it first. Okay. Now, number four, think gray, not black or white. I'm inviting you to break down the unfun task into smaller pieces that don't seem so overwhelming. So if we use the QuickBooks example again, instead of me making a date with myself to do 4 hours of QuickBooks, who wants to do that on a Saturday? I will make an agreement with myself. I have a standing date with myself at a certain time to do an hour. I can do an hour, okay? And when you, we call it partializing a task, you break it down into smaller bite-sized pieces, it's much less overwhelming. You're more likely to say to yourself, oh, I can do that. That's not huge. That's no skin off my back. I could do an hour, or I could do half an hour. So break it down into smaller pieces and don't think, get away from all or nothing or black and white thinking that either I do it in an enormous, dramatic way or I don't do it all. I don't do anything at all. You try to avoid that kind of thinking. Okay, so number five, make your momentary motivation, and this is a really important one, the caboose, not the locomotive. Instead of thinking about how you feel in the moment about wanting to do the unfun thing, just do it and think about how you feel about doing it when you're near the end of the task. Clients often tell me they don't feel like working out, so they avoid it when they know they need it. And I tell them, well, your motivation, if you're doing it, you know, as everybody should for health reasons, especially if you have some major health concerns, your motivation should be, your momentary motivation should ideally be completely irrelevant. So I tell them to think about how they feel about the working out, how they feel about doing it when they're near the end of the workout, not the beginning of the workout. Don't wait for your momentary motivation to be the driver, because you will very easily allow yourself to talk yourself out of doing things that way. And, you know, you're more likely to be glad you're doing the activity when you're near completion. I don't know if I've ever heard somebody say, I really still hated the idea of doing the workout. I hated doing it. I didn't feel motivated once I was a minute before the end of it. You know, most people think, I'm really glad I did that. It's not the most fun thing on my list, but I'm glad I did that. They connect with a deeper motivation, and they are not letting the immediate sense of wanting to be the driver. I will often also say to people, what do you think will eventually motivate you? If you're basing doing these unsavory things on some supposed motivation, you think it's just going to drop out of the sky one day magically? It doesn't usually work that way. You're going to need to build it in, make a date with yourself, automate it, and not think about how you feel about doing it in the moment until once you are near the end of doing it. Okay, that's a really big one. And that applies to a lot of things in life, a lot. And then number six, this also applies to a lot in life. Build in tangible rewards, especially if your caboose motivation feels flat. If you're using that thinking that, well, I'll think about how I feel about doing it near the end, and if that still feels a little flat to you, if you anticipate the reward on the front end, you're more likely to push yourself to follow through. So we're all essentially kind of like dogs wanting a treat or expecting or seeing the treat coming at the end of performing a task. You can condition yourself. It's kind of like a deal you make with yourself. I'm going to do this thing, and the reward for me doesn't feel like the reward is going to be doing the dreary thing, even though it will. But the more tantalizing reward that I can look forward to is I'm going to take a walk in the woods, or I'm going to go swimming, or, you know, I'm going to do something really fun. I'm going to meet up with a friend and have a drink, whatever. So build in tangible rewards, and that will help you follow through. I'd like you to try using these tools and see how they may help get you away from a lot of inner turmoil about your to-do list. You get to the important stuff in your life in a timely way. You will definitely reduce conflict and shame and feel good about being a grown-up. The shame part is another show entirely, that when we don't get to the things that the shoulds that feel like important shoulds, when you really reflect upon it, it creates an inner sense of self-apology and shame. That is not a good thing to be wrestling with, to be feeling bad about yourself, because you're likely to say really negative things to yourself, like, oh, I'm not responsible, I don't ever follow through. Your self-talk is going to be, it's not going to be good. So that's it. I think I did it in 15 minutes. That's it. I hope this brief little mini show has been helpful. And I'd like to thank my listeners. And also, my next podcast will be Wednesday, May 1st at 8:30 p.m. And I'll be announcing the topic and whether I'll be having a guest sometime before the show. So happy spring to all of you out there. Really mud season here. And good night, all. I hope you've learned something and this has been useful to you. Bye-bye.